Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you once again for listening to Comic Talk today. These are your Comic Talk headlines for October 22nd, 2019. And I'm Dustin. So let's jump right into the TV news, shall we? TV news is relatively short, especially considering movies is at an average length. This is going to be an average length episode, by and large. So for the last couple ones that have been variant greatly, one very short and one very long, sorry about that, this one is going to be back on track, you know, to where we normally are. So first thing we have in television news is Red Dwarf. For those of you that don't know, it is a science fiction series that was on BBC, on the BBC in the UK, but on PBS here in the States. It had to do with kind of a ship that had gone astray and the crew, and it was a very small crew, and it was a very intimate show. Very, very funny. Freaking loved it as a kid. Well, we're getting a feature-length TV special for the show. Feature-length being that it is going to be 90 minutes. They are going into production on said feature-length show, which will be on television. It is not being released as a movie, but it will be on TV. They are going into production in December for this, and there is a way that you can join the studio audience, which sounds freaking crazy. I'll see if I can find the link for it and put it in the description. I know I'm really bad at doing that kind of stuff, but if I can find the link, it will go in the description. But the other thing we have to update you on for television in this episode is Cowboy Bebop. The Netflix live-action adaptation of the story has been put on hold for approximately 7 to 9 months because the lead, the guy who's playing Spike, John Cho, aka Harold, that's right, he was Harold from Harold and Kumar, John Cho hurt his knee. It was a minor stunt, so Cho was doing it himself. They did not call in a stuntman for this stunt, and it was something that they had rehearsed apparently extensively, but you can never solve for all variables. So he hurt himself, and now he has to go back to LA, get surgery on the knee, and recoup, and that time is going to be approximately 7 to 9 months. So that puts the release date, which they still haven't announced, back probably another 7 to 9 months as well, unless they can figure out a way to shoot around it and not lose that much time in production. But that's what we got for TV. Let's move over to movies, guys. And in movies, we have an official announcement, well, as official as it can be, not coming from the studio, that Black Adam is going into production this coming July. That is according to The Rock on his Twitter account, responding to a fan's really awesome sculpture of The Rock as Black Adam. It was pretty freaking sweet. But yeah, if you go follow the link in the description, then you can see the picture to which he was responding and the announcement that says we go into production on July. Next, we're talking about that Bloodshot trailer. What was that? What? So we got our first trailer of Bloodshot. It seems that we're getting more Vin Diesel than we are Bloodshot in this, at least according to this trailer. The look is pretty different. The mannerisms of the character from what the way I read that character anyway, because I always read the characters pretty flat, at least when he first gets brought back to life. Like, it just, it seems out of place. It seems like it's going to be a really cool action movie. But when you connect it to an existing IP and it doesn't follow through with what that IP represents or follow through with anything that was already established in that IP, then why make the connection? This is the argument that has been made so many times. If you are going to adapt an existing intellectual property into a new medium, then that connection has meaning. The existing mythology surrounding that intellectual property has meaning. It should exist. Otherwise, you're just slapping a name onto an original product, which doesn't make sense because that original product would probably fare better if it didn't have that existing IP attached to it, which it doesn't really represent at all. Yes, there are some pretty strong similarities between Vin Diesel's iteration of the character and what we read in the comic books, but there are a couple of pretty key things that don't exist, at least according to this trailer. So it's kind of six one way, half a dozen the other. We'll see when we get the next trailer, I guess. Or when the movie comes out, because probably most of these trailers are going to be confusing slash irritating. But now we're moving on, and we're talking again about Matt Reeves' Batman movie. And this is confirmation of the rumor we talked about in the last episode. Actually, this confirmation, I swear, I posted the episode, and then not even 12 hours later, they confirmed the fact that Paul Dano has been officially cast as the Riddler for Matt Reeves' Batman movie. That's gonna be really freaking cool. Next is another confirmation of a rumor that happened even quicker after I posted the last episode. The rumor from Venom 2 that we're going to be seeing Shriek. Yes, we are in fact going to be seeing Shriek, and Sony is courting Naomi Harris to play the role. Naomi Harris, this will be her first proper nerd movie. There wasn't a whole lot of nerd cred behind her, but this is not going to be her first movie. She is an established person in Hollywood. She's done quite a few other movies, but this is our first really nerdy one, so we'll see what she can bring to this role. And then our last piece of movie news is a little silly, so my apologies if it angers you that I've gone this direction, but this is kind of a follow-up. We talked a few months ago on Nerdy about the fact that Mattel has a cinema wing, or a movies division, I guess is the proper terminology, and that movies division is already doing a Barbie movie and a Hot Wheels movie. I believe both of which are going to be live action, if memory serves, because Barbie's going to be starring Margot Robbie, and it's not just going to be her voice, because that's not where Margot is in her career at the moment, I don't believe. So this one is Barney. That's right, Mattel is using their movies division to make a Barney live action feature film. I really don't know what. I just had to bring this up. But that's the end of movies, guys. Now let's talk about rumors. Not a whole lot in the rumors, especially compared to the last episode, but we do have a couple. First up, we are doing another freaking Spider-Man rumor. This one gets really convoluted, and it's kind of the amalgamation of a few different rumors. So first, there's a rumor that Sony does in fact want to do a multiverse live-action movie that will have Tom Holland as two different Spider-Mans, theoretically. Also, will bring back Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield as their versions of Spider-Man as well. Also, part of this is potentially going to bring us Tom Hardy as Venom, but not the Tom Hardy from the movie that we already saw, and then the Venom 2 that we've been talking about. Not the same Venom. This will be a different Venom from the multiverse that will presumably be the same from the same universe as the second Tom Holland Spider-Man. Man, this is getting really convoluted, right? But it seems because of the sticky situation that Sony and Disney are in with the rights to these characters, that is the only way that it can go. With Feige being the producer, then there are certain things that need to happen in that movie. So if they're going to do a non-Feige produced movie, then they can get away with certain other things, but they can't reference the MCU. So there's all this back and forth that really makes these rumors much more convoluted than they should be. To just come out and say, we want to do a multiverse movie, and we're going to bring in everybody that you want in this movie. That would be freaking awesome, but, you know, rights and money are a thing, and so, yeah. But yeah, it will all be some sort of multiverse event, and we'll get into that a little bit more as we go through these rumors a bit more. But that's what we've got for the Spider-Man rumor. Next, we are talking about Deadpool. Yes, this is another follow-up rumor, I guess, to last week's quasi-rumor about the fact that Ryan Reynolds was talking to Disney. Well, now this for real rumor, this full-on maybe this is going to happen, but there's no way to confirm, is that Ryan Reynolds is going to be making an official announcement regarding Deadpool sometime this week or next. Maybe those talks over at Marvel have brought in the fact that Deadpool is an established, well-done character, and the fans love him, and so on and so forth, so we're going to get Deadpool rated R as officially part of the MCU. or we're going to get Deadpool rated R as kind of MCU adjacent, which then means we're going to get an alternate universe version of Deadpool in the MCU that will then be PG-13. Or it'll be something we can't even think of yet because we have no way of substantiating this rumor. But it's really fun to think. So next rumor, we're talking again about Ghost Rider. And this rumor says that Ghost Rider is now headed for Disney+. It is not going to be the female Ghost Rider that we talked about a couple episodes ago. But it will be Johnny Blaze himself as played by Norman Reedus? And then we have some gaming rumors. That's right, Rumor Mill is not reserved to TV and movies. But gaming rumor, we have the potential announcement of Overwatch 2. If the rumor is correct, we will get the official announcement that Overwatch 2 will be going to the next generation of consoles. So PlayStation 5 and Xbox Scarlet. The rumor says that this announcement will be made on November 1st. And then our last rumor is Grand Theft Auto related. Again, we're still in gaming, but Grand Theft Auto 6 apparently has been leaked in the setting department. Not exactly like they're in development on it necessarily, not exactly that the release date or anything like that, or even the planned release date, but this rumor comes from somebody who claims to have been hired by, they wouldn't come out and say specifically that they were hired by Rockstar Games, but they did allude to the fact that it might be Rockstar Games and it might be Grand Theft Auto that they are doing location scouting for. And those locations are saying that we might be revisiting Vice City. It won't be in the 80s if it is a revisit to Vice City. It will be very likely an updated version of that city, so less Scarface, more, I don't even know, what famous movie of the last two decades takes place in Miami? I don't know. But it'll be something akin to that, according to this rumor. But that is what we have for rumors, and they're really interesting, aren't they? That does it for this episode of Comic Talk Headlines, guys. For more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then subscribe to Comic Talk today on your favorite podcast platform of choice. Or to go deeper into these nerdy bits, plus some updates on in the gaming world, in comic books, not that you don't get enough of that right here on Comic Talk today anyway, but some more breaking news and such, then you can join me over on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we will see you next time.